Have you had other reactions from people teaching in Essex County area regarding the mixed Mennonites? People have talked about them?
No, not really. While in Romney, I was in contact with the principal in Wheatley, who was Ben Tate's. But being a village, a town school, an urban school, he didn't have many Mennonites in there, except the 7 and 8s that came from Romney, and then he had a few in there. But here in East Mercia, which is the school where our children went to, I'm very close friends with the principal there, and so we talked quite a bit about it. We talked about our similar problems, but recently I haven't talked to him.
So they sort of felt similarly. I guess what I'm asking is the problems are sort of universal then in the area.
Yeah, they're universal. Hard to keep them in school after 12 years old, after 12. Especially if they, well, apparently there was, when they get to, see, they'll up and leave, and we don't know where they're going to. They might go to Mexico for 2 or 3 weeks, even for a month in the middle of winter. They'll go there for Christmas. Mm-hmm. When they come back, we'll never know. And they'll, just this year, apparently there has been a family living in our school area since April, and we didn't know about it. We had no idea that they were there. Once we found out they were there, we asked the attendance counselor to check it out. It so happened that they were not in our school area, they were in the Tilbury area. Nevertheless, the attendance counselor, it was still his area. So we did check them out, and this was the middle of June that we found out. Well, by that time, school was closing and everybody was happy.
And by the end of August, they all will have moved again.
Like sure, they're probably gone. So this is what's upsetting to some of the people. We do have a stipulation at school that you're supposed to bring a note if you're sick, or let us know when you're moving and things like that. Well, they never do. That's looking maybe.
You mentioned now two problems already. The poor attendance after age 12.
Not only poor attendance after, that is to get them in school at all, but the poor attendance during school, when they are in school.
Okay.
It's not uncommon for them to be out 50 days a year out of 190. It's not uncommon at all. Yeah. With some families, I should verify that. Some families are very good; they are very regular attendants. Other families, it's the pulling empty; just don't want to come.
Okay.
So attendance is one problem.
What I was trying to work out here was kind of a list of what you were coming up, trying to sort of detail or summarize.
Mm-hmm.
The poor attendance after age 12,
mm-hmm.
and.
Assignments completed.
Oh yeah, assignments being completed. Are those the major kinds of difficulties that you came across with reference to education?
Yeah, I would think so. Based with the fact that there's poor attendance, their marks that they receive are not indicative of their potential.
Mm.
It's what they actually achieve.
Untapped resource.
Yeah, they're untapped resource there. And I think that's also a very sad situation. That they aren't working at their, or they're not achieving at what they could be achieving.
What, if anything now, for you, let's narrow it down a little bit, not make necessarily the educational sphere, but personally. What have you been able to pick up about them in terms of their, let's call it their church life, or their piety, or their relation to the mm-hmm. church? What do you find there?
Okay, I'd say about 6 years ago, I've had the opportunity of taking one of their children was being tested at Cedar Springs, which is the mental hospital here. And I went along as first as a school official, but also as an interpreter.
I'm going for psychological profile or something.
Psychological, for ESG, and other things there. During the waiting room, while Justina was being tested, I sat with the father, and we had a very good long chat about church life and so on. He said, "Well, they don't go to church. They don't belong to the church either. Because once you belong to the church, then you have to pay dues." And he said, "Once you're a minister in that church, then you don't have to worry about money anymore. Because there's a collection, they all go to the minister." So that's why he would never join the become a member of the church. Mm-hmm. Which he didn't agree with. Their piety, of course, to our way of thinking, we think that their piety is in their dress code, although that seems to be changing somewhat. But I think their religious understanding, if this is what you're after,
I
think it's very shallow. I don't think they do any individual thinking. I think they just go to what the bishop tells them they're allowed to do. Now, that has to be verified too, because I don't think the bishop approves of them driving cars out here. I don't know. But they certainly do. But as far as their social life, I think a lot of them have an alcoholic problem. Mm-hmm. Several girls that who were in public school, I know that they smoked all the time. Now, this is part of, this to me, I think, is a very shallow. Now, of course, that's my basis. I suppose that's reflecting them against my own.
What's your opinion?
That's my opinion.
Yeah. Now you made reference to the bishop. You're thinking of the one in Mexico.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Because some were saying that they drove the car to Texas, left it there, and then drove in the horse and buggy, or in some other mode, into Mexico. Or they could take the car. Yes, I think they even told me that they could drive the car into the village, but then they left it in the barn, so they wouldn't be seen. I think that's kind of a decade from that case.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I see it.
Do you feel, jumping a little bit back to the education thing, do you feel that the problem has changed over the years? Is it the problems that we've been listing here?
Mm-hmm.
Have they gotten better, or are they being lessened? Are they ameliorating?
I don't know. These last 2 years, since I've only had the contact with these very two families there, sometimes three. One family has come to school regularly, the other one doesn't. But whether that's a general trend out here, I'm not up on it enough to say that. I have some interesting anecdotes that I could talk about with them.
Mm-hmm.
While principal of the Romney Central School, I could, if we needed an extra room, I could just call up and they would probably, you know, some way or other make allocations for it, for instance. And I had the superintendent to back me on that, because one day Well, I would tell them, well, you know, I never know how many kids I'm going to have at school the next day, because they would, I'd come to the school and there'd be five or six children lined up at the office. They had just moved in or they wanted to come to school. And that was a time when they had children's allowance, and that was another thing. I'm sure we shouldn't forget about it. Talk about that later, but children's allowance. Sort of a threat if they didn't come to school, their children's allowance would cut off. Okay, they'd come to school and there'd be five or six children. All I'd have to say, okay, which one of you is Yash, which one's Abraham, and which one is Chush, or something like that, because they all would all the names. Then the area superintendent went into one of the classrooms and asked the one boy, how many are in your family? He said, 18. And so, you know, what happened there, that they weren't all from one mother and father. Still, they're 18 in the family. If they move into the area, you have to provide for at least 12
half
children.
Half a classroom.
Yeah. So the population could fluctuate so rapidly by moving, by two or three families moving out, we could lose half a classroom.
Oh, yeah.
So that was quite an interesting...
So you were able to get an allocation for another classroom fairly easily?
Yeah. One time in October, we had 30 extra children.
Once the harvest was over?
Yeah, once the harvest was over, all of a sudden they came out of the fields and we had 30 extra children. So we got an extra teacher and we had to use our like a room that we had.
But you were able to get the extra teacher for
what
it looked like.
So that was some of the interesting things. Now, going back to the children's
allowance.
Children's allowance. I just forget the year that it was, probably about in 71 or in there somewhere, the ruling came out that the children's allowance could not be cut off if the children didn't, in spite of the fact the children didn't attend school.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And before it had been contingent on the school attendance.
That's right. Now, once that was gone, see, we had no flight anymore, because they were afraid of it, and that's when we took them to court a few times, and we could get them back to school then, but now anymore, like there's just no flight anymore.
So in the last number of years, there haven't been any court cases?
Yes, they didn't get that far.
They acquiesced.
Yeah,
you got them in the court.
That's right. But we had to give them the summons to come to court.
Hmm.
So
okay. Well, I think that pretty much covers what I was after here.
Yeah, I'm sure there'd be a lot of other things that we could continue talking about. I right now I don't know what.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had certain areas.
Basically, discipline-wise, they are no problems. They are of the best behaved children we have at school. Now, I believe that is a reflection of the paternal home, where what father says goes, and mother is a slave as far as I'm concerned. Slaves in the house, the children are slaves, and
strong disciplinarian,
very strong disciplinarian, no question. Now, we've had a few. We have a boy in Merlin now that is that's a problem, but on the whole, they are very well behaved children, and I compliment them on that. when I called father and said, well, your children should be at school, they shouldn't be picking tomatoes, they should be at school. He said, now what help would they leave on the knee from your shopping? So this is their, the more children I have, the less I have to do. So this is why they have to come to, why they have to work.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what have you found in terms of another area that I'm interested in, had mentioned of earlier in some other conversations I've had regarding phys ed? Are the girls wearing certain dresses?
No.
Or anything?
No. The ones that I...
That were in shorts or something.
Yeah,
like
that. That was a no-no. Especially if they came just from Mexico for the first couple of years. Now, we, as I said, in the school that I'm in now, we have a family that's been here, well, I would say at least 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
There is no difference there. The girls wear shorts. But before, the children that came that are very strong, Old Colony. Now, I think the family that we have there, they might be called Old Colony, but I don't know whether they attend church or even adhere to their beliefs. And therefore, they probably are, that's why they wear shorts, because they, well, they have painted fingernails and, you know, that type of attire. So that's why I question whether they are even...
I would doubt whether they are anything.
Yeah. But thinking back 3 or 4 years, no, they were not allowed to wear shorts.
So they would stand out then from the crowd in that sense?
They would do what they... Oh, they would participate to playing ball, but when it came to tumbling or something like that, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah. But anything that they could participate in, oh, they would really... They certainly wouldn't stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Now whether... Yeah, so I don't know whether that... That, I think, would still be true, especially if they belong
just
to
recently.
If they belong to the Old Colony church.
Yeah. Somebody has tried to tell me that the trend now is that the ones who are coming are, let's put it this way, there tends to be more settledness in their lifestyle in the last few years, in that suggestion is that the people are tending to come and stay rather than come for a while and go back to Mexico. And there's less transience.
Yeah, I think possibly that is true, but I'm wondering if it isn't true because of immigration policy.
Mm.
You know, they can't come over as visa for working visas, because then they can't enter the land. Just recently, I heard of an incident where a family came to the Detroit border and asked if they were going, and when they got there, they were asked if they were going to work here. Were they on a visiting visa or are they going to work? And they said on a working visa, they were going to work. And the immigration officer says, well, then you cannot enter because we have enough unemployment here. So they turned around and went to Sarnia. And there they came over. If they were asked that again, they just wouldn't. They smartened up and didn't answer that. So I think part of that's true, but I think it's true because of the
tighter immigration
laws. Because I haven't heard of too many people coming and going recently. Talking to the farmers around here too. It's not that they have a family in from Mexico just to pick their tomatoes anymore. That's not the case.
Okay.
So I think maybe that's a valid statement. I think there's more of them buying property here too. So I think they're staying. You know, they're settling. I know there's a rhymer just down the road here who bought property now. He's from the EMMC Church. George and Betty, George Connors, know them quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought a nice little lot down here. He's going to build a machine shop.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's farming.
No, it's not a farm.
Oh, he's going to repair stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again, he must have learned it from someplace.
Yeah. Okay.